Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and, well, others that might be listening about the importance of the dairy industry to the Kansas economy. You know, it's kind of amazing what we've seen happen here at the state of Kansas over the last 25 years. We've seen our animal numbers more than double when it comes to dairy farms. Milk production here in Kansas has grown by almost 3x. We talk about those numbers and we talk about the comeback that the industry had made after losing a lot of farms and animals prior to that. But what does that mean to your community? As we look at the number of jobs, these would be direct jobs that are generated by the dairy cows that are in the state. Currently, it's about 8,500 jobs that are directly related to caring and feeding the animals every day, milking the animals, and moving the milk from the dairy farm to various processing plants and other things associated with what we actually do on the farm. When we look at it as an economic driver, so we sell a lot of raw milk here in this state, over $1 billion actually on an annual basis. There's also some indirect economic impacts that occur because of dairy production here in Kansas, and those add up to about $5.6 billion. So when you look at the impact of the dairy industry on a local community, it is really quite significant. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farms to think about the local impact that their farm has on local communities.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.